I believe we've got Jason Kent. Let's see here. Are you there, sir?
You do. You were just talking, so I wasn't going to interrupt you.
That's fine. Here's the deal. The last two digits of your phone are not 60 because I thought I knew it by memory, and I often do. But, you know, I didn't call. I didn't call you a bunch of days last week, so I got a little rusty. And apparently that's a number for RCU, so that's not going to work.
Did they answer?
Yeah, it was automated, you know.
All right.
So
right.
Okay. That would have been kind of boring, though, just having that on.
Yeah. They might have had different information, though.
Probably. I don't think they've written a devotional commentary on the New Testament.
Probably not. Probably not.
So many things to talk about. Let's start with my wife and youngest child, and your daughter. I mean, the camping continues, and I don't know. I've messaged Peggy this morning because I don't think it rained here in the Chippewa Valley last night. The ground isn't wet.
Now, Heather messaged me sometime last night and said, it looks like the storm is changing tracks, so hopefully they managed to avoid getting wet last night.
But we had some parental and, marital concern in terms of it looked like, I mean, they're talking about severe storms and hail, and they're out camping, right?
And I messaged your wife, and she let me know, we'll just stay in the cars if it gets bad. And I was like, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you've got a plan.
So. Yeah.
My wife was ready to drive down and go pick them up, so I...
The camping folks. Yeah, they had the tarp up, and they said it was fun putting up the tarp and the whole deal. So.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, the camping continues for them. But also, I see you posted here that a dam in Mankato, Minnesota, is in imminent failure condition, and it has significance in your life.
Yeah, so Rapidan Dam, which is just outside of Mankato, Minnesota, I posted some pictures, and it is, in imminent failure. And I posted that Heather and I went there on our very first date. On our first date, we actually stayed up until about 4 in the morning. And so I think sometime around 2 in the morning, she's like, let's go to this place. And so I remember going to that place and standing on top of the dam, and she had looked at me and she said, if you were to ask me to marry you right now, I'd probably say yes. And I said, I feel the same way.
Wow.
And so this was on our first date. And so to see that kind of falling apart was really tough, because that was an important place for us.
Maybe you could write a book on dating. I've been encouraging you to write another book, but I've never actually said that before. But, I mean, that first date alone could be a book itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it could, for sure. Yeah. There was, that was a big thing in our lives, so.
So many people have dating nightmare stories and horror stories. And
I have those, too.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, you know, to have a first date that culminates like that. And you guys often get up at 2 in the morning, and Heather says, let's go places, right? Now, still?
No, we don't. No. No, she might still be awake at 2, and I might be getting up to go to the bathroom at 2. But we don't go out and do things at that point in the night now.
So things change.
Things change, for sure,
Yeah, all right, good.
But,
I was going to ask you this. Two other questions. We'll see if we get to them here. One of them was, I was thinking with this whole liquid diet and then the surgery and then the continued, Jell-O and oatmeal or whatever you're having. Have you even had oatmeal?
I have not. I haven't been able to have oatmeal yet. So
imagine that, not having something as solid as oatmeal. So it's sort of like a fast. So what have been the spiritual benefits of this?
You know, I think what it pushes past is it's because... For me, at least, and this is true, I think, for many people, is when stressors, when things come up, the immediate thought is food.
Uh-huh.
And so now what's happening is I have this, thinking about food, it presses me into a deeper, what are those deeper longings beneath the food, which I think we all have.
Right.
But so often we mask them with food or phones or other things like that. So
there's a line from Paul in Philippians 3 that I can take. He talks about their God is their stomach. And I'm like, so often that is the case, isn't it?
Right. And I think Paul was speaking broadly, right? I mean, it wasn't just eating.
Right.
It was appetite, right?
Sure.
I mean, it was these things that we use to get in the way of God.
So that's the... Well, I'm going to leave that, the other question, for maybe another day. But let's close it out with Acts... Well, I don't know if we got time for everything. At least read the scripture, and then we'll see if what we got.
Sure.
Acts 3:18-21.
It says, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets.
All right, you just write one paragraph on those four verses, and you say, in Letters to the Beloved, Peter showed them that my son had to suffer to fulfill the scripture. He also invited each of them to turn away from their sin and back to Jesus to be forgiven, just as the prophets had predicted. Beloved, ponder Peter's message for you as well. In light of what my son did, turn back to him as often as is necessary. It is in him that I forgive all your sins. His presence refreshes you and makes you whole. My son's purpose was individual healing and cosmic restoration. I'm sure a lot we could say, but just give me a close.
Yeah, just that last line. My son's purpose was individual healing and cosmic restoration. You know, I think both of those are so important. I think sometimes we get focused on one, but not the other. And it's God is in the process of making all things new, all things whole through Christ.
And I love that line. It is in him that I forgive all your sins. And we like to say around here, all means all, and that's all means. Thank you, Jason.
You bet. Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB, on a Tuesday morning.
The WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, WWIB, where we are family. And as the Olympics are on the doorstep, Halvo, always on social media, there's going to be that meme that goes around saying, hey, for every Olympic event, they should have an average person do it just for comparison's sake so we can see how talented these athletes really are. Well, what if humans were compared to animals in some popular Olympic events? Who would win, man versus beast?
That sounds interesting. Let's take some different events. For instance, in the high jump. For humans, the world record held since 1993 by a Cuban athlete clearing 2.45 meters. And for an animal, a puma can leap that height without a pole.
And for those who don't understand meters like me, I looked that up. It's just over 8 feet.
Huh.
That's pretty high.
That is
high. How about
high.
The pole vault? The human record for the pole vault stands at 6.24 meters. That's almost 20 and a half feet off the ground. A puma could leap that height without assistance. What?
Man.
Remind me not to make a puma mad.
This is. I want to watch the National Geographic channel on pumas. How about speed? For humans, Usain Bolt is the fastest human. For animals, a cheetah far outpaces him. Even a camel can outrun a human sprinter. How about that?
That's amazing to me that I didn't know camels were that fast.
I know.
Compared to us, endurance, humans are known for endurance, but limited compared to a lot of others. So, you know, again, we think about those folks who run marathons or ultra marathons and all of that. How does that compare to animals? Well, birds can migrate over 13,000 kilometers each and every migration season. Far surpassing human marathon distances. I don't know that even an ultra marathon is anywhere. I know it's not anywhere near 13,000 kilometers. That's more like 70.
And finally, in swimming, of course, Michael Phelps. I think he's won more Olympic gold than anybody. An Olympic swimming legend. Multiple Olympics. Animals, dolphins, much faster swimmers than any human, even Michael Phelps.
I'm just waiting, though, for the reality television show Phelps versus Dolphin.
That would be good. And congratulations to Tony in Menominee. He was caller 5 at 723-2555 and our winner in our June Dairy Month celebration here with Culver's, presented by your Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. He wins himself a delicious value basket and a concrete mixer from Culver's. And I know you're going to be at the Culver's in Lake Halley tomorrow, Caleb, and I know on one of our social media here, the WIB Wake Up Show page, I think you've got the just a delicious Culver's burger. I want to just bite into the screen and take a bite of that thing.
Well, this is the thing. The big thing right now with Culver's is adding bacon to the burgers. And man, a Culver's Deluxe with bacon, just fantastic. And they've got like that, again, nice buttery roll that they fry up a little bit. And then, of course, the fresh, never frozen beef. It just, man, doesn't get better than a Culver's burger. My kids are already talking because they're planning to join us tomorrow, already talking about what they're going to order. Mm-hmm. They probably go more on the chicken route, but man, I'm all about the beef.
It looks a lot of fun. Tomorrow, 11 to 1, be the first 50 and get yourself that concrete mixer to go with whatever else you're ordering.
Let's do this Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family, and what a prize we have for you, courtesy of our friends, Relevant Builders. Find more at relevantbuilders.com. We have two OneFest tickets complete with parking, two full event tickets to OneFest 2024, August 2nd through the 4th in Kedah. Thank you to Relevant Builders for being part of our WWIB OneFest coverage team. Thank you for their help, and we are looking forward to putting these tickets into your hands, maybe even today. Maybe today is the day we will get an answer correctly to Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday. You never know, it could happen.
That's right. And again, 723-2555, 723-2555. If you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible. That doesn't mean the Culver's calls. That means, you know, in terms of the on-air contest.
Indeed. So, again, two OneFest tickets courtesy of Relevant Builders. And here is our question. The number to call, 715-723-2555. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. What is it? The average yearly cost, the average annual cost to own what? To own this is $75. What is it? For two OneFest tickets, courtesy of Relevant Builders, WWIB's call-in phone number for the studio, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. The average annual cost, the average yearly cost to own this is $75.
All right,
what
to
is
the
it?
Phones we go. Ask our usual question. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony, you're quick on the phone today.
I am. Is it a bicycle?
Is it a bicycle?
A bicycle. $75 a year to take care of your
tires,
bike.
Tires, brakes, things like that.
Sorry, Tony.
Not a bike. Thank you, Tony. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
What a morning it could have been for Tony to win two OneFest tickets on the heels of just winning for Culver.
That would be pretty awesome.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Hi, you're on WWIB.
Is it an Amazon Prime account?
First, we need your name and where you're calling from. Then we'll tell you.
Mary from Cadott.
All right, Mary from Cadott.
Amazon Prime, $75 a year. Sorry, Mary.
No, it doesn't mean that's not the cost.
Yeah.
It's just not what we're looking for. Yeah. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. What are we talking about?
723-2555. What might it be? It could be a lot of things. You tell us. For two tickets to OneFest, August 2nd through the 4th, courtesy of Relevant Builders.
715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Give us a call. The average yearly cost to own what is $75? 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony.
Tony's back in. What do you think?
A kayak.
A kayak. $75 a year to take care of a kayak. That's not it. But, Tony, you feel like our co-host this morning. Wow.
Call on back. 723-2555.
Right. He was in studio with us on Friday, and thanks so much for Vets Fighting for Vets. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis from Eau Claire.
Hey, Curtis.
Operating a dishwasher.
Ah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, now, I suppose you could figure water cost in there as well as whatever you use for soap or detergent.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Could that be it? That is not what we're looking for. All right, a few more guesses here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
All right, Will, what do you think?
Is it a hamster?
A hamster, thinking in the pet category.
Is it a hamster?
Is that food and things like that? Sorry. Yep.
Not a hamster. I wonder how much those wheels are, because you really can't have a hamster without a hamster wheel, right?
That reminds me, my wife is away camping with my daughter and her friends, and I need to check the hedgehog wheel, because he does his middle.
Oh, I didn't know hedgehogs have wheels.
They do, and they run it in the middle of the night. They don't come out. They do not like people. We have learned that. Generally. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry.
Is it your vehicle registration?
Oh, unless you have a wheel tax.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is it your vehicle registration?
Could that be it? Sorry.
I'm not bitter at all about our wheel tax in Chippewa County.
That reminds me, I got to pay that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rick Lake.
Hey, Todd, what do you think?
Well, I'm just going to go somewhere different and say $75 a year for electricity for your TV.
Uh-huh.
Oh, to run your TV.
Yeah, that's creative.
Sure. Yeah, makes
sense.
That's
what it is. A lot of people watch that, and that's not it.
Again, if you're just joining us, the average yearly cost to own this is $75. So what is this? What are we talking about?
All right, down to our final three guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bethany from Osseo.
What do you think, Bethany?
Is it a coffee machine?
Is that a coffee machine?
Uh-huh, yeah, running on that with the electricity. What about the coffee? I mean, that adds up for sure.
True.
That's not it.
Thanks for calling from Osseo. The average yearly cost to own this is $75 for two tickets to OneFest full event plus parking, courtesy of Relevant Builders.
Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kendra from Winter, Wisconsin. All
right. What do you think in Winter this morning?
My guess is haircut.
Haircuts, yeah, $75 a year on haircuts. Yeah,
sure.
You kind of space those babies out a little bit, maybe, and that's not it either.
Good guess, though. Good to hear from Winter, Wisconsin. They've got a great greenhouse up there.
I think that's a pretty good deal if you only get $75 a year on hair. By final one this morning, this go around at least. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think?
Well, I think the electricity for a refrigerator.
Okay.
Refrigerator.
Average
right.
annual cost to own a refrigerator,
people
$75.
That it's some appliance, and that's not it either, Linda. Sorry. So, all right.
So we're pushing this off about an hour till after 8:45.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, and Caleb, a longtime coworker of both of ours with a wedding anniversary today. Happy 47th wedding anniversary to Dave and Lori Stasek. Wow, huh?
Yes. Thank you so much for your wonderful godly example in your marriage, your parenting, and working here at WWIB so faithfully for decades as well, too. Dave, a great brother in the Lord, and so congratulations to you and Lori, 47 years.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Also, birthday blessings coming from Randy Vandaloo on our listener line at 715-396-1670 to his daughter-in-law, Trina. So, Trina, I hope you have a great birthday today.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Birthdays, anniversaries, the whole deal today.
Yeah, and I do believe we might even have a message on the WIB listener line as well from our friend Tony from Menominee. Again, Vets Fighting for Vets, as he came in on Friday morning, and we were fundraising for Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, and you all helped us raise, again, as long as those promised gifts come in, over $5,000 to split evenly between these two wonderful local vets organizations.
Yeah, here's what Tony has to say.
Morning, this is Tony with Vets Fighting for Vets. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart that helped us with the We Got Your Back campaign the other day and helped donate. It was amazing to help two organizations. It's going to help a lot of veterans. We can't thank you enough. A quick little plug, we got an event coming up on July 13th at the Timber Inn in Downsville, Wisconsin, riding for the 22. It's a motorcycle ride. If you don't have a motorcycle, jump in your four-wheel vehicle and come join us. Again, thank you very much for helping out. These funds are going to help a lot of veterans. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tony.
And such a great heart, again, for serving those who served our country. So thank you again to everyone who gave, participated. We still certainly would welcome your participation in our care package campaign as well, too, with those personal notes and pictures. You can come tomorrow to our event at Culver's of Lake Halley, our Summer Smiles event number 2, and we'll have crayons and pens and pencils and colored pencils and all of that, too, so you can draw notes and pictures that we can include in those care packages for our active duty Wisconsin service members.
And we've got a special guest in studio.
Yes, Heather Fleshinsky, founder of OneFest and OneFest 2024, bigger and better than ever, August 2nd through the 4th in Kanata, the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds. Heather, welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good to have you back. What's the latest as we count down to OneFest? You know, it's almost July and then comes August.
Oh my gosh, you guys are giving me chills and nervousness by saying that it's so soon, but we're excited for it. So we have our featured organizations this year, which are Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and they're doing 2 bed builds right on site. So we're super excited about that. And then our other organization is Trail Life USA, and they are bringing so many activities for the kids. It's just going to be awesome for them.
We've talked about this before. Again, OneFest is more than just the music, even though that's the focal point. There are just so many activities for families and individuals to enjoy. And the kids, they will not get bored because there are just so many things for them to do at OneFest. I mean, activity after activity.
And we're adding stuff because there's so much amazing space out there at the new grounds that we have the teen space, and we're going to have basketball challenges. And this Trail Life USA is bringing archery and all kinds of fun things like that.
Wow.
And then we have our One Voice competition and a whole bunch of stuff on another stage. So an activity stage with some dancing going on and things like that. So there's all kinds of things that keep kids busy.
Now, a bigger event, though, bigger grounds, bigger OneFest means you need more volunteers, I would think.
Definitely. We are probably 2/3 of the way to our need and for volunteers. So if anybody wants to come and get in for free, definitely volunteer. We would love to have you join us.
And again, it's a great way to get in if you say, you know what, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to afford it. But again, it's a great way to be able to get your free OneFest t-shirt, to get your admission for free, and serve at the same time. And there's so much joy in serving. And I see smiles all over the place. Some people, I see them volunteering year after year at OneFest. And not only because you get in free, but I mean, I think they just love the community of being part of that.
I think the story is the people try to tell you, and you get involved in their stories as they experience OneFest. So it's just amazing. Yeah. Be a volunteer.
And you're still taking sponsors too. If people go to one-fest.com, still taking sponsors. You got different levels of sponsorship.
So many different levels, so many different opportunities with the new grounds and new ideas that we've been flowing through. But definitely sponsorships are always welcome. Deadline is July 1st. Always welcome afterwards, but that's when I can promise that I can get all the perks to our sponsors.
And again, OneFest is a nonprofit, a 501c3 nonprofit. So again, you need volunteers, you need sponsors, you need folks to make this go. And I think sometimes it's easy for us to just say, oh, let me just, you know, it's kind of how we view our churches sometimes is I'm here to be entertained and I'm here to see what I can get out of it. But there's so much more joy in it when you give to be part of this. And again, you can give financially, you can give as a sponsorship, you can help other people go, you can volunteer. But there's maximized joy when people say, I want to take an active role in helping OneFest continue to grow.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. It's so amazing watching that happen. And in addition to meeting with the volunteers, I love talking to sponsors as well, because they all have a story on why they're part of OneFest, and we appreciate them.
So do you have to almost sometimes pinch yourself that this was just a dream, and now as it's gone through the fairgrounds, and now it's going to be in your hometown of Kadot at the Fest Grounds, OneFest, this Christian music. This is amazing. Headlined by Toby Mac and Jeremy Camp.
Yeah, it is. Yes. I think what's the most amazing for me is standing there and watching the crowds be so excited to see these artists and worship together. That's when I really pinch myself. Like, this is real. This has come together.
I'm so excited as well, too, when we saw the announcement as well, the Little More stage. So, I mean, three stages now, and to add artists like Jonathan Traylor, who I think just blew people away when he was on the We Are Messengers tour that came to Eau Claire not long ago. So people are going to be really excited to see him again. But Terry, and we've been playing her song, Honestly, We Just Need Jesus. And that's one of my favorite songs, absolutely, that we're playing right now on the station. So to be able to add even more of that high profile artist as well to the lineup that was already incredible. I mean, it's just wall to wall jam packed with music, activities, and Christian fellowship at OneFest.
Great story about Terry is that somebody reached out to me saying, is she coming? And she had already put it on her site prior to us even expecting her. But she was coming to hang out with Toby Mac and be on his stage and be his backup singer. And we wanted to bring her actually to the front. So, yeah.
And it's such a make right year with Jeremy Camp was due to come in 2020 and is coming this year on 10th Avenue North. Going to finish out what they started. So it's going to be amazing, right?
It is.
Yeah. So get your OneFest tickets and we plan to see you. So thanks so much, Heather, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
We want to give away two tickets to OneFest, courtesy of Relevant Builders, but you've got to answer our question to win the tickets.
715-723-2555, picking up from where we left off last hour. Thank you so much to everybody who participated. And you can call in again, as Helva mentioned, 723-2555. Our question is this. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. The average yearly cost to own what? $75. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. We've already heard from Menominee, Kadot, Eau Claire, Hillsdale, Whitehall, Rice Lake, Osseo, Winter, Chippewa Falls. Didn't get the correct answer yet. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. 715-723-2555. Again, to win two full event tickets to OneFest 2024, courtesy of Relevant Builders, one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors.
All right, seeing that no one's calling, I'm going to ask you if you would give the incorrect answers.
Yes.
And then I'm going to give a hint.
All right, so the incorrect answers are this: bicycle, Amazon Prime account, kayak, dishwasher, hamster, vehicle registration, television, coffee machine, haircut, or refrigerator. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. Those are all incorrect answers.
All right, be your best private investigator. Encyclopedia Brown, Nancy Drew, Monk, the Hardy Boys, what have you. But one of those hints leads you down a trail to the eventual right answer.
There you go. There's your hint on a Tuesday, giving you a hint because that's how much we love you and want you to win these OneFest tickets. 715-723-2555. The average yearly cost to own this is $75.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Wow, this guy's just batting leadoff all day in the doubleheader. All right, Tony, what do you think?
Is it parking tickets or parking?
$75 a year in parking tickets.
In parking.
Tell you what, if you're working downtown Eau Claire, that could be the case.
I can rack up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I can. Could that be it? That's not it, Tony. Sorry.
Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Out of all those wrong answers, one of them leads you down the trail to the eventual right one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard, and I love my guesses for your hints.
All right.
I'm going to guess a lead down a trail, an animal, a cat.
Is it cat? Paul from Willard? Not a cat, but great to meet Paul the other day at our first Summer Smiles event before that and shake his hand. It's always great to put faces to names.
Yeah, and I think he said, I have quite a test. We'd love to get that on here sometime. Visit us on the show here, maybe at the right time. Maybe even Partner Pledge Day would be a great time for you.
There you go.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Taryn, hi.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
Consulting.
The average yearly cost to own this is $75. What do you think, Taryn?
Parking.
Okay, so not okay.
Not parking tickets, but just the cost for parking.
Another killer. If you have to pay for parking.
Yeah, I know. That's not it. Thank you for calling, Taryn. Call us back. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. 715-723-2555 for full event tickets, a pair of them to OneFest, courtesy of Relevant Builders. They'll hook you up with parking too.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is John from Ladysmith.
Good to hear from you.
Alexa.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The cost to own an Alexa device.
Could that be it? Sorry, John.
Good to hear from Ladysmith. I think our first call from Rusk County.
Hi, 723-2555 is the phone number. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen calling from Barron.
All right, Jen.
A book.
The average cost of owning a book.
Or maybe books in general.
Yeah, books.
Books in general. Reading?
Books in general.
Oh, that's a great guess. That could sure be it for readers. Not enough of us reading, though. That's not it.
I mean, if you go to those library book sales that have a lot, I mean, you can get a bag of books for a great deal, too.
Yeah,
do that multiple times.
That's all.
And then they sit on the shelf and it's like, oh, I've got to get to these, but now I bought more, so.
I know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eileen from Eau Claire.
Hi, Eileen.
Is it a dog license?
Boy, it's a cost that goes into this pet ownership.
We just paid ours the other day. Lindsay took care of it.
Ours got to go to the vets this week. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
All right, Taryn.
What do you think?
Toaster.
Toaster.
Running the toaster. The average yearly cost to own a toaster, $75. Taryn?
Sorry, Taryn.
Not what we're looking for, honey. 715-723-2555.
All right, three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, hey, Beth.
How about a moped?
A moped? You know what? That seems, if it is a moped, that seems like a very affordable way to travel compared to my car.
I guess, yeah, right. Filling the tank could cost that. That's not it, Beth. Sorry.
Not a moped. Thank you, Beth. Two more guesses, right?
Yep. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Eileen from Chippewa.
Hi, Eileen. What do you think?
Not the same Eileen that just called.
All right.
Well, two Eileens. Come on, Eileen.
Is it an electronic reader?
An electronic reader. Sticking with reading. We are big fans on this show, but that is not it. Sorry.
One guest left on Tuesday trivia to win these OneFest tickets, courtesy of Relevant Builders. Otherwise, it gets booted off to win it Wednesday.
This is it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Kadash.
All right, Mary.
A magazine subscription?
A magazine subscription. Again, not as many of those as there used to be. Could that still be it? That is not it, Mary. Sorry.
Good guesses, though, and we will be back, after 7:15 tomorrow morning, Halvo, to give you another shot to win these OneFest tickets. And, maybe there'll even be another clue at some point tomorrow as well, if we don't get it right away.
Yeah, so again, thanks to everybody for participating here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.